Hey kids, this is DJ Sirius Black on CKUT 90.3.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Soundwaves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Declara la vida en mí.
Jesus.
tell somebody about Jesus, for those of you. You know, it's not easy. What happened to my headphone? My headphone just suddenly went out of me. Here we go. Yes, as I was saying, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, the world at large. Another week, and I have some things I will answer, but let me tell you who you heard. A young man. I couldn't get his name, but this was sent to me on an email, and he says he has a person who sees everything, and he wants to know about Jesus. Also, I put in there one of my favorite little singers in this town, Kayla Allen, Family Prayer. And this new, he's not exactly new, but he's one of the gospel singers I think will make it out in Jamaica. He just needs proper management. His name is Jaron Nurse. Tell the world. Those were my three songs that I opened with. I hope you enjoy them. I like to play something different and unusual so you can hear songs that it's not rubbed into your head every day. Meanwhile, I'm at it. I have to give some shout-outs to three ladies that I, you know, if I don't write down names these days, I don't remember them. So there's a very beautiful, beautiful lady. I think she's from Trinidad, not too sure. She's on the West Island farm, Jean Coutu Pharmacy here, out here. St. John's and Pierrefonds Boulevard at the corner there. Very charming, very beautiful. And I promised her I would say hi. Hi. Nameless. I wrote it on a piece of paper and I don't know where I put it. It's always like that. Also another one up on Coden Edge Road. She came out walking with my wife. She went to get her eyes checked. She met her, I don't know how long they've been friends. I think it's all about 10, 15 minutes. But pleasant lady. Can't remember her name. Did not write it down because I was on my four-way flash and rushing. But if you're listening, my dear, hello, hello. Yes, it's Stretch. And for the lady who recognized my voice as I say, as I called in my young doctor to make an appointment, she says, hi, Stretch. I was taken aback because who recognizes somebody's voice on the radio, on the phone like that? She said, I says, oh, hi, how are you? And she said, oh, yeah, I recognize your voice. I said, well, anyway. So those three ladies, good evening. Hope you enjoy the show that we're going to put together for you. I am supposed to talk to somebody at 4:30, and I can't remember who it was because I've been running all over this place doing all kind of things, but I'll wait. But I still have a backup. My friends from Jamaica Association, they will get to me at 4:30. Yeah. So, have you all been behaving? I hope so. You know, there's a show happening sometime. I think it's this week. I was supposed to go in Miami, but I couldn't make it. I'm not in the traveling mood, and the good old back is acting up. And this week is Carnival in Toronto. I was watching a little bit of it on WAC this morning. Is it WAC? I think so. And it was looking good. We need to see that kind of thing here again. You know, but somebody was saying, they say an individual was stealing all the money for the carnival, and you know, they need to bring him back. Bring back the thief, because the carnival works up here when he's in charge. I don't know who they're talking about, but if that's the way you feel, bring back the thief, okay? This is Pluto Shervington. Where is he? Your Honor.
Oh, Lord, anybody see my trial, grief for I? Why, Lord, I was badly beaten, found by loved ones, battered by an irate husband, searching for a man that wasn't I. When we reach the court, we're gone inside. The hand of justice shall preside over this case. The trial shall begin. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, minding I and I own business. Your Honor, sight. It was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. Him claims that me touching my wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in me right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in me right. Dear judge, can this court accept my story from my heart? Why, judge, if by chance you don't believe this tale, ask him why she will not fail to agree. I was a better man than he. Just in case she refused to answer, ask the maid, don't steal a gata. She'll only be glad to testify for me. I tell him, Your Honor, I was inside the closet, minding I and I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. He claims that they touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. The two hand them was occupied. My shirt in the left and my pants in the right. My hand them was occupied. My shirt in the left and my pants in the right.
Islands, specifically I man do not understand what the man trying to say. Roots forward up.
Dear Corporal, as you lock me in this prison, pray for I. Please, Corporal, please don't leave me here to wonder why the court has made this blunder. Grab me for a crime that was a fear. Corporal, when you going to send me dinner? Send your mother or your sister. One more day of this I cannot bear.
Terminal.
Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. And claims that me touching my wife, which was a wicked and awful lie. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right.
Sorry about that. I was talking on the phone. And I just finally remembered. I was reminded by the gentleman who I'm supposed to speak to at 4:30. So I have my guests, so bear with me. Hey, it's now 24 minutes past. I'll bring it up with this request. Reggae version of Dance With My Father. Hope you enjoy it, Leroy, and your beautiful wife. You requested it. And you and the son of all but 16 gonna dance this song, right, Mom?
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the preconceptions, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother.
Request Dance With My Father. Don't we all would wish that?
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Please be careful. See the president. He got by the virus again. Sir Justice, are you out there, sir? Give me a call right now. Let me put you up on the telephone. I want to speak to Justice. I haven't spoken to him in a while. I haven't spoken to any kind of justice in a while. So give me a call now. It's 429. All right? I'm telling you. I'll play this commercial. I guess you'll get on the phone by then.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Okay, let's see if Sir Justice is there.
Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, sir. I'm here.
Phone is a bit noisy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a quiet spot there.
All right.
One second. Let me just go back inside here. And make this point. Yeah. Okay, sir. I think I should be quiet as possible.
All right. I hope we're okay there. So what's happening, man? I haven't seen or spoken to you since this COVID thing. What's up with you?
Boy, Mr. Masters, fresh. Good to hear your voice, sir. You know what I'm saying to you? As one of the big generals in the place, you're a five-star general. You know what I'm saying to you? So good to hear your voice. And I know COVID locked everybody down. You know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
It's a situation that, you know, security first, check yourself first. You know what I'm saying to you? And then you worry about the other place. Like, you know, on the airplane, when the masks drop, you don't put other people first, put on yourself first. You know what I'm saying to you? So trying to take care of myself first and, you know, and then try to see what I could do. You know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
That's what I've been doing in the COVID, doing some work and this and that, you know what I'm saying to you? And, you know, listen to you guys once in a while and see what's happening, you know, keep it jigging, you know what I'm saying to you?
You have to. Yeah. You have to. You're not allowed not to keep it jiggy by listening to CKUT. You could get in a serious trouble.
No, you know, you can't miss the stations, you know what I'm saying to you? You know, boom, we have you right there on Saturdays, you know what I'm saying to you? Roger to the Moor over there on Thursdays, you know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
And then, you know, we have our show down there on Sunday nights, you know, with Singing P, you know, holding down the fort down there, you know what I'm saying to you, and Mr. Jacobs, big up yourself, you know what I'm saying to you. You know, so all the people on the show, like Wednesdays, I listen to guys on the ladies. They have a good show on Friday morning stretch, right after G-Flex. G-Flex have a good show, too. And they have it's like a mixer show, the guy there. He said he's so hype. He has to be on drugs, but it's only hip-hop, he says. You know what I'm saying to you? So I've been just listening to stuff. I keep myself happy, you know what I'm saying to you?
Yes. But,
you know, that's a bit stretch, you know. But I called you and I'm trying to bother you because here's what's happening. You know, I went away. I went to a farm. A young man we work with together, this young man by the name of Chris, you know, we work together. And he said to me, yo, there's a place I can take a look at. You know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
So I went out to Hemingford. It's about 40 minutes from NDG, 35 from LaSalle and stuff like that, you know?
Right.
And when I went to this place, stretch, it was like I went and I saw a pig, you know? And I was excited. You know what
you haven't seen, you know, because, a pig in a while? You know,
in a pig pen, but it was like, it's not like, you know, like those concrete, it was like a real yard pig pen, you know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
Where they mesh them around and put some wood cards, and the bad pig, I try to come under the fence, you know what I'm saying? So I got all excited at that. And then I look, I see three goats pass me by, you know what I'm saying to you?
Yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Oh, this is like, you know, we're right in Canada, but I feel like I'm home. You know what I'm saying? So I said, this is like yard, man. You know what I'm saying? So she had some chickens and stuff like that. So I just had this idea. Like, you know, I get this crazy stuff in my head, and I'm like, yo, I think, you know, we could do something here, and we can make noise and carry on, and you know what I'm saying to you? And, you know, until the next morning. You know, like in Jamaica, you know, when I'm in Jamaica, I leave my house at 3 o'clock because, like, you know, the dance is finishing at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So it's the,
right.
Same, so the same kind of stuff like this. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try it out here. You understand? So the, we spoke to a lady, and so we have a place. So it's a nice little place stretch. You know what I'm saying? To where we park on one side, you walk to a little bit of a, you know, a 3 minute through some bushes, and you come right out into the yard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A nice space there that, you know, people can go and relax. You know, and you come out, I want everybody to come out. If people come, they want them to come early so they can see the place. You know what I'm saying to you? And see the rabbits. And, you know, if they want to go for a trail walk, the lady have 22 acres. You know what I'm saying to you? So,
wow.
You know, I've been really just like trying to, like, I've been mowing lawn, cutting some trees down, doing all that kind of stuff, you know, to try to make it more presentable. You know what I'm saying to you? For, you know, for the people that's coming over there, you know what I'm saying to you? So they can experience it, you know? But I think it's a beautiful location that if you want to do, because of COVID, like, I don't like to be, I'm like going out and being claustrophobic with the people, it's still a bit too much, you know. Like I went the other day because he had a party on top of the roof, a little Thunder's 30th anniversary, you know what I'm saying to you? And he had a perfect venue there because it was outside, and you know, I there was a roof thing, so I went outside it because I can breathe, you understand what I'm saying to you? So
yeah,
you know, if I have to go inside, I go inside too, but if I don't have to, I prefer to do the things that I'm on the outside, you know what I'm saying to you? So that's just the thing there. So you know, we have that thing. So August 6th next Saturday over there at Hemisford, you know what I'm saying to you? So just check it out on Mr. Boom Hot Sauce on Instagram. A lot of information on there, a lot of stuff. And also, I'm going to introduce my jerk sister, Bob, you know, Stretch, because I got to put them in some packages, you know? So I'm going to introduce my jerk sister, Bob, so people can take a look at that, you know?
Jerk,
to and stuff like that. So,
Bob.
You know, and I want to big up all the sound on them, you know what I'm saying to you? That's on the packages. I know there's Uptown Sound, Royalty Sound, and I'm going to big up the South, you know what I'm saying to you? I saw some picture in the paper the other day, some old time stuff, you know what I'm saying to you? So Uptown Sound, DJ Kush, big up yourself, James Bond Production Sound, you know what I'm saying to you? DJ Akeem, who else is there? Yeah, I think that's it, you know what I'm saying to you? So people come outside, we have Dance Ball Queen at night, you know what I'm saying to you? So we're going to give away, we're going to give away a plane ticket or $1,000 because the people, like, same thing came down to the COVID, well, you know, people don't got their passport and stuff. So we want to give $1,000 cash, you know what I'm saying to you, right, for the winner, you know what I'm saying to you, right?
Wow.
After the thing, right there, boom, you get your money, we're good to go. So we're doing Montreal Dance Ball Queen back because I was out there and I was going to, because I was going to bring them Stone Love Stretch, you know what I'm saying to you? But, you know, dog got Stone Love and we don't want to argue in our community, you know what I'm saying to you? So I just let dog deal with the Stone Love and we just try to create something else to use with the date. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, you know, so
right.
Big up Crystal Sound, big up yourself, dog, business money. You understand, man? I said, you big up everybody out there, big up all the restaurants, you know what I'm saying to you, and all the barbershop. And I know a lot of people probably going to Toronto, but we all down here in the city doing what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? The dance up at the Jamaican Association tonight. I think I'm going to pass by up there, and I think it's champions, you know what I'm saying to you, Stretch? But
right.
The real champion is not there, so I'm going to have, you know, I wasn't invited. And my mother always tell me, Stretch, where dogs are not invited, no bones are provided, so I'm bringing my own bone. And I'm going to the Jamaican Association tonight. You understand what I'm saying? To celebrate up there with those guys. You understand me? Champions in action. Stretch, thank you for letting me blah, blah on your station. So next Saturday, people, come out to this thing on the farm, okay? I'm pretty sure we're going to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying to you? Thank you very much, Stretch.
Give me back the address.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, it's on my ticket right here. Blah, 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 blah. The address right now is 1200 Chemi White, Hemisford, Quebec. Okay, that's only 30 minutes. When you go and you go over the Chateauguay Bridge, you don't continue going. You just make that little thing on the Indian Reserve and make a left. And then when you go straight to that street, you're going to see a Super C and make a right. And continue going. You know, we're going into the farmland, okay? So this is right in Hemisford. It's 35 minutes from Shattuck from LaSalle. So Shattuck is like 25. NDG is like 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying to you? West Island, I think it's 47. You know, big up yourself, Vibe, because Vibe took that time out there for me. You know what I'm saying to you? So I want to big up everybody. Just come and check it out. You know, it's something different. Come early and just see what's happening. I'm guaranteeing you're not going to miss it. You're going to, if you miss it, you're going to feel funny, you know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
But come and check it out. And don't, I also, that weekend is also the 60th anniversary of our dear beloved country anniversary. And the Jamaican Association have some stuff going on up there. So don't forget, they have their barbecue and everything. So we have to go and support them. So I'm asking the older folks to go and support those guys, the guys that's older than me, you know what I'm saying to you? And then the rest of you guys come and see what we're doing over there. All right. So that's how we're doing this. So Mr. Stretch, sir, thank you very much. Check out Mr. Boom Hot Sauce. And I'm in Marche, West Island. I'm on, up there on Victoria. I'm there in LaSalle, one-stop restaurant, Mango Bear restaurant, Fusion Cuisine over there. You know what I'm saying to you? All the restaurants. Driver, long time, don't see you. Big up yourself. Hope everybody come out tonight and support the parties. Yo, Stretch, yo, I haven't been to my show either, so you know what I'm saying to you? Big up Singing P, Roots Rock Reggae, from 1 to 4 every Sunday night. Understand? Mm-hmm. Boom! My stretch, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, my brother. All right, take time. All right. That's Mr. Boomer, of course. This is Mr. Pete Douglas. I'm still looking for a lawyer, you know. Listen to this song and you'll hear why. I'm looking for a lawyer. Anybody out there want a lawyer this case? Because I want some money from Pete Douglas. Listen to the words of this song, okay?
I wasn't there when she fell down. It's Pete up she off the ground. I wasn't there when she fell down. It's Pete up she off the ground. She called me on me cell phone, saying, darling, please come on home. But from the time I reach home by she, all she bawling is me to knee. From the time I reach home by she, all she bawling is me to knee. And ever I touch you, she bawled me to knee, hot in me. I try and to hold you, she bawled me to knee, hot in me. I try to control you, she bawled me to knee, hot in me. I don't know what we do to she to have she tuni hot in she. I don't know what we do to she to have she tuni hot in she. Dennis James is a Lucian too. I ask Dennis the question, what you think my feet really do? It's Dennis who tell me, whatever he do to she. Hey, what Pete Douglas is all about? I bet you he news him out. Hey, what Pete Douglas is all about? I bet you he use him out. Cause anytime you touch she, she ball, she tune out and she. Look, you trying to hold she ball, she tune out and she. I saw when you touch it, she ball, she tune it hot in she. I don't know what we do to she to have, she tune it hot in she. I don't know what we do to she to have, she tune it hot in she.
This evening I'm going crazy with numbers and all that. Could you call me back, sir, because I don't know where I put that number. I'm looking for it in the phone. I remember calling you back. I hope you're listening. So please, could you call me back? I would be grateful, Mr. Jamaica Association. What? This is crazy. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Thank you. Hello there, sir. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. All right. He's calling me now. How do I get the three of you guys on? Two of you guys. Let Mark call you and you send the two calls to me. How about that?
Okay. So Mark calls me and then we connect?
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
technology stretch is not very good at, so bear with me, all right? So we're going to try a magic here. Sorry about that. We're not in the station as yet, so this is what we have in these little problems. What can we play while they're looking how to do that? What can we do here this evening? I haven't heard this guy in a while. Mr. Martin Albino, Peanut Vendor. This is a letter not a telegram. And Jack Cutter. Are you ready now? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are we ready? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay. So let me turn up phone here. Everything on my phone is up. So tell me what's happening. Where are you guys? I'm hearing a lot of kids, man. Yeah, I don't know why I'm not getting you on air.
No, we have a day in the park for the young kids for the association, so that's why.
Okay. No, I'm trying to get you guys on air, but I don't know. Jesus, it's not my date with this phone system, you know. Hold on, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah,
it's technology they call it. No. It's me alone fighting up with everything here, boy. All right, you know what? I'm just going to hold the phone to the microphone.
Yeah.
Can you hear me when I talk?
Yeah, man, I hear you very well.
Good. All right, Mark Henry, sorry I didn't introduce you. Tell me what is going on here.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Good afternoon, Montreal. And, of course, I'm on the line with our first vice president, Sharon. I know Sharon usually has a weekly spot with you, but I thought it was important that I come on as the president of the organization to kind of talk about an important event coming up next weekend. Of course, Jamaica is celebrating the 60th-year anniversary of independence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jubilee year, so it's a very important year, 60 years of independence. So all the diasporas right across the world are celebrating. So we're also doing this thing this weekend, we're having a jam-packed weekend, next weekend coming up. Next Saturday, we have a barbecue, which is going to be all day. In the night, there will be a reggae show. You know, reggae is a part of the culture. Big part
That's
of the culture.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're having a show on Sunday, as with all the diasporas are doing. We're going to have a service at the Church of God of Prophecy, Pastor Anderson there, to pray for Jamaica. And then in the night, there will be a gospel show. So I really wanted to invite not just Jamaicans, but all our friends from the Caribbeans and right around to celebrate a very important part of Jamaican independence. You know, a lot of people go to Jamaica to vacation and celebrate and, you know, and kind of get away in the resource, but, you know, 60 years ago and even before, we've been fighting for independence. And we did get that in 1962. It culminates actually with the age of the Jamaica Association of Montreal. We're also 60 years. So it's a big deal. So
to specifically invite all our friends, all the Jamaicans who don't normally come around, to celebrate a very important year of Jamaica, the 60th anniversary of independence. Again, a barbecue next Saturday, June the day. I believe it's $20 coming to support. In the night is a reggae show. Sunday, we're at that service. The church is right across from the Dallas Van Metro Church of God Prophecy. And then in the night, if you want to come in here, some gospel. Again, gospel is also a big part. I'm also going to be on the show singing some music. So if you never heard the president of the Jamaica Association singing, it would be a great opportunity for you to do that. You know, so I wanted to just come and let everybody know that really come out and support and celebrate with us. You know, we've joined, created a coalition with all the Caribbean communities, and they have supported us and we're supporting them. And we want this momentum to continue. So that's really why I wanted to come on specifically and make that plea. I know Sharon is usually on, and she's also on the line also, but I wanted to come on and just, you know, ask those friends to come out and support it.
And this takes place next week, right?
Yeah, next week, August 6th and 7th. So the 6th Saturday is the barbecue and the reggae show. The Sunday is the church service and the gospel show in the night. And I wanted to make one other important announcement, is that we will be having, I know we've talked about it, Jamaica Day will be happening August 20th at Kent Park. We were just been in negotiation with the city for a couple of weeks. We had a date the 13th and that didn't work out. But we finalized the day and it's going to be August 20th. It's really scaled down, and Sharon will give you more details as it comes on. In terms of the times they're allowing, for example, we have to close by 8 o'clock, and there's a limit of 1,000 people at a time in the center. But
wow,
you know, that's usually what it is. I would think that if we get 1,000 people going flowing in and out, but I really wanted to have it because the people, I think it's important. Celebration was supposed to happen, but you know, it was canceled by Weekend Mall, and it's a signature event. People want to have that event. They've been calling for the event, so. You know, I didn't want to go the year and not have it. So, you know, we fought for that and we got the day. And ironically, it's going to be at the park where the first Jamaica Day was, Kent Park, over 30 years ago, started by Miss Alexander, Paul Alexander.
Good.
Yeah. If I can add to that also, on the 6th, we're also partnering with Youth in Motion and Rastafest. Because we're going to also, one of the things that Jamaicans love is to play football and not soccer, as we call it back home. And so from 1 to 6 in Oscar Peterson Park, we're having some, tournaments there. We have some local teams that will be playing and exhibition games. Right. And a day in the park is there in Oscar Peterson Park. So I want to big up Michael Farkas and Edison Moore for putting all that together. Edison with the teams and Michael Farkas with the whole show on the day of August 6th. So from 1 to 6 in the park, then the barbecue is happening, as Mark said, and then the show in the evening on August 6th. I also want to point out that Emancipation Day is August 1st. August 1st, 1834 is when the Caribbean was free of slavery, in quotation, let's say, but that's a mark today. So the Caribbean Coalition that Mark talked about, that's made up of seven nations, is hosting an event tomorrow online on Zoom about Caribbean rums. You know, rums come out of slavery. That's a product of slavery. It's a 350-year-old industry. And the enslaved people are the ones that created that rum, who made that rum. And so we're going to talk about all these rums, Rivers that comes out of Grenada, Ray and Nephew that comes out of Jamaica, Cavalier that comes out of Antigua, all those different rums and more we're going to be talking about tomorrow on that Zoom event. So emancipation is not only about struggle, it's also about creation. And that's what we created as a people over 300 and something years. What so tomorrow online at 4, you can register online, go to Eventbrite. It's Caribbean Rums. And we look forward to having many people there. I know that the High Commissioner for Guyana is going to be there and potentially other High Commissioners as well. So we look forward to having you. And to that trip that Mark talked about, you know, we have a number of programs and our Footsteps program and our O4U program. So today we brought the parents and the children for those programs out to Park Safari. So right now I'm on Roxham Road. That's a very important road here. I'm on Roxham Road. I got off the bus because it was a little noisy.
Right.
And they're all excited because they went to the water park and did all these great things. There's about 44 of us on the bus. And Bert Miller says hi, by the way. That's it. It was a great day at Park Safari.
So you guys had fun and the kids had fun. And by the way, as I'm talking to you, one of our listeners, Mary Figueroa, wanted to wish Mark all the best. So she's
fantastic.
A fan
Thank
of
you.
His.
Thank you for that.
All right.
Really, really appreciate that. And again, Mr. Carr, I'm going to be calling you at the end of the day. I'm inviting you to one of those events. I think your place in this community is very influential. And Jamaica, having a 60th anniversary, I'll kick you up if I have to. I'd like you to attend one of these events. You support us by giving us a platform every week. And I think it's important that we have everyone, all our friends, but especially our prominent and influential Jamaicans like yourself. It's a big deal. And we're trying to make it a big deal. That's why we're having 4 different events so that probably some people don't like the barbecue, might want to do the show, it's a little bit of thing for everybody because it's all part of your culture.
Mark, everything who doesn't like to do barbecue?
It's a part of, yeah. Well, people, you know, there's so many other videos, so many other events going on during the daytime, too.
I hear
justice thing going on. I'd like to go support that also. And those who are able to support this thing, go ahead and support it, too. But this is the weekend of Independence celebration, August 6th, so we have to celebrate. Wish we could be at every other event, but we have to host this. We have to celebrate Jamaica's 60th anniversary. So thank you very much again.
You're welcome,
I know you have
friend.
Some technical difficulty. I appreciate you having us on.
Every
I'm
time
call
with
you
the
later
phone.
On tonight. I need to talk to you, okay?
All right, really my friend. No problem.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, I thank you all. Any last words, madam?
No, I echo what Mark has said. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I look forward to seeing you at one of those events.
All right. Not a problem.
All right, then. Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right.
Thank you. Take care.
Yes, that's okay. The backbone of Jamaica Association. Let me get down this phone. That's the only thing that doesn't give me any problem to turn it off. My name is Howard Carr, and I just want to say hello to WFFR all the way in Washington, D.C. I'm not in that mood this afternoon, and, you know, sometimes it's like that. Everybody, all of my friends have gone on to good old Toronto for Carnival. But I remember in our days, 80s, 90s, so forth, we used to be it used to be a mad dash on the 401 going down. And if anybody's listening to me, you know what, Mark, you didn't tell us the address of the gospel show. But I think the gospel show, somebody just texted me, what is the address of the gospel show? So if any of you listening, kindly text me back so I can tell the listener where is the gospel show. All right. Let me see here. Okay, the Zoom, we're going to try and get it back soon, you know, for the fall. Because, you know, I have a nephew who is a gospel singer too. I want to get him on it. and so forth and so forth. Next week is a big week in Florida. All of the veteran singers going to be there. And that show is going to be sold off. And it's on a beach of about 5 miles long, and they have columns of speakers down on the beach. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to be down there, but, you know, can't be everywhere. I just need a break. What's this? Oh, so. By the way, I have an interesting text here. It said, Stretch, do you remember? It's 30 years ago. What? 30 years ago, they had a coup in Trinidad and Tobago. My friend Sukaram sent this. I'm gonna see. This is something that we're gonna talk about. 30 years, because he was involved. He and my radio friend, the first man ever interviewed me in Trinidad. All this I'm gonna talk to him about, and maybe we'll get them on the Zoom. When the big coup. I was just told the gospel show is at the association. All the events are at the Jamaica Association. Okay. For those of you who text and wanted to know. It's now 5 p.m. and I'm going to get Lazy Nicholas to get up. Play some music. This is reggae music. Uh-huh. All right. You ready, Mr. Nicholas? I kind of peeping on him over there, you know, folks. So I guess he's ready. So here we go. We're going to get into the soca music and Montreal, it's carnival. Maybe that's what I'm missing. I need some carnival in my stomach. Here we go. DJ Nicholas is ready.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
I'm not making any noise.
Hey, 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 hey. Can't stop. Cannot stop. Can't stop.